Hey, welcome back. It's time for the real world of sales as we take a look at some of the most really interesting people doing the most incredible things right here in our own backyard. How do they do it? How do they sell these services today? Well, it's the end of the year. It's coming up on Christmas. What better than to have Santa himself here in the house, right, Ashley?
That's right. We have Santa Claus.
How are you guys?
Santa, I have wanted to meet you in person forever here.
Well, I've been wanting to meet for a long time. You've been on the naughty list for a few years now. I think you got something in 2018 you got to clear up, and then you'll be good.
Then I'll be good for a while. All right. Thank you, Santa. No, we're pleased. Yeah, we're playing with this. We're going to have fun with this today. We got Kevin Scott. Is that your regular name here?
Yes.
And you are part... There's an association of Santas out there. There's an organized group of you out there, and you work this field, and you have local chapters and everything. Tell us about this whole crazy thing here.
Well, it started about 25-ish years ago, I guess. There's a group of guys that were in a commercial in Hollywood. There was like five or six of them, and they got along real good. It was a bunch of them all in one commercial, and they got along real good, and they decided to get together every year right after Christmas and tell stories on how their seasons went and what have you, and it just snowballed from there.
So all Santas?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and there's at least four large Santa groups in the country that I know of, and there's a lot of smaller groups too.
And this one is called what?
The one I belong to is called the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santa. We call it IBERBS for short. There's also the Fraternal Order of Real Bearded Santas, also here in Orange County. There's Santas for Hire. There's Nationwide Santas. There's just so many.
So how did you get started in this, Kevin?
Yeah, please.
Well, what happened was I was just freshly married. My youngest stepson came to me and says, "Kevin, you're fat." A short pause. And he says, "And you're great with kids." He was volunteering time for the YMCA ARC program, which deals with foster children.
Okay.
He says, "Our Santa moved out of state. I'll buy you a suit if you'll try it." I figured, well, if you're going to buy a suit, might as well just do it instead of just try it once.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it ever since. So this is my 22nd season.
Did you grow your beard to look like Santa, or was it like that?
I've always had a long beard, but I had to bleach to get it to this color. Okay. But nowadays, it's coming out of my face this color. I just have to do a little root touch-up.
And I was saying, the audience doesn't see me, but I have a beard, too, but nothing like this. And I always wonder, how could it really grow that long? I've never tried.
It takes time.
I mean,
you should try
it,
Paul.
Just see how long it'll grow here.
I can get you some gigs.
I may do it.
There's not enough of us to go around. There really isn't. And I mean, you figure in the L.A. Orange County area, we got 10, 12 million or something like that. I don't remember exact numbers. Yeah. I didn't count them lately.
There's three in Orange County alone, 3 million.
Right. People. So I mean, with all those millions, and I in the local area, I know roughly 100 or so Santas personally. So,
Oh my gosh.
There's plenty of work for all of us to go around.
What's the gig like? What's the job like to be Santa? First of all, it's got to be the coolest job in the world because everybody smiles when they see you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole goal of everything, is to put a smile on faces. If my bread and butter mostly has been corporate parties or home visits. Mm-hmm. And if I go in if I don't put smiles on faces, make them laugh, make them smile, you can't laugh without a smile.
Right.
So if I didn't get everybody in that room to smile at least once, I feel like I failed. So I pick on everybody equally. I've been asked to come into parties where they'll say, "The kids are over in that room. We're going to be over in this room having our little cocktail party and what have you." And I say, "No, this is everybody involved. I'm picking on everybody equally." I go up to little old ladies. They're not old ladies. They're young ladies to me. And they'll say, "Mm-hmm. I'm older than you." I said, "No, you're not. I'm 327 last week." I just pull a number out. I said, "I'm older than you," you know?
So, but there are obviously lots of places. This is a job I never, I know people do it, but it never even occurred to me, how would you do it, or where would you do it, or why would you do it, or how would you do it? every shopping center has a Santa. Every big retail stores used to have Santas, things, corporate parties, private parties. What other kinds of things? Are there, where do they need Santas? Parades?
You do cameos too now, like online videos too?
I have not branched out into the online video world. I do some periodically, but they're mostly for family.
Oh, okay.
I don't got a good backdrop, and I like the interaction face-to-face.
And does it pay?
And getting a warm hug.
I mean, do you really get, you get paid to do all this stuff here?
I mean, I get paid to go to parties. What better job can you have?
I'm telling you.
Right.
People ask me if I decorate at all. I say, I never decorate. I go visit
really?
Decorations.
Yeah, you don't have to put it up. The party.
I go to people's parties.
So you don't have a Santa at your house?
I have some Santa statues and stuff like that on our piano. Uh-huh. But it's not like I don't have a Christmas tree up. I don't have any of the other decorations.
Really?
No, we just...
And you live in the North Pole, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's hard to get stuff up to the North Pole.
Yeah, so just scale it down. Just take care of yourself. I don't need to look at stuff in my home when I can go to other homes to see even
better. How many professional Santas are there across the country? Let's just say in your organization. I know there's 3 or 4 organizations.
In the International Brotherhood, I believe we got about between 2,500 and 3,000 members right now.
All across the country.
All across the country and international. We got people in Great Britain. We got a few down in Australia. We got some in South America.
And are you in the local group, or do you run the local group? Are you the president of the local group, one of the officers?
Well, in my local chapter, the SoCal Santas is what we're called on Facebook. It's strictly for the Santas or people in the industry, so people can't just come to our page and expect to be able to see and find a Santa. But I'm myself and my wife are the admins. We're loosey-goosey. We don't pick officers or things like that. I set up monthly events, and we go to different restaurants and stuff like that around the county.
So what you all show up as Santa, 50 Santas, 30 Santas.
We can have 100 of us sometimes, but we never really go like this. We go in civilian clothes, maybe a little reds. And, we do have, upper nice clothes, but we just go and get together and socialize so that if I get sick, I know who I'm asking to come in and help me out. Personally,
do you
know
all
the
kind
person.
Of look alike, Asina?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hopefully.
We all have a white beard.
Is an image. Okay. When did the image of Santa start? You were to give us the history of the Santa Claus, St. Nicholas.
I know the night before Christmas was written in the 1800s. Don't know exact date. I should really learn that, but it hasn't been a need to.
Right.
But Thomas Nast drew a picture of what he felt Santa should look like, and that's kind of what we've molded our image to.
The jolly man.
The jolly man with a big beard and, you know.
What are some things that, like, kids tell you they want for Christmas?
I've had a little bit of everything asked for.
Really?
Yeah. I even had a 9-year-old kid come up and ask for a box of condoms.
Oh,
I know his daddy put him up to it, but this 9-year-old kid came up and asked for a box of condoms.
Oh, my God.
And I thought that was crazy. I looked at him straight in the face. I said, what size? And so, of course, he had nothing to say to that.
What? Somebody tweeted in a question already here. Santa Senate wants to know, maybe this is a more serious question. How do you get vetted? You're around kids. We were interested today about having anybody around kids that isn't checked out or verified.
Well, I do get background. Do get background checked annually. I get. I have a $4 million insurance policy for any time that I'm performing as Santa.
Yeah.
Because you just never know. People
never
are
know.
So happy.
Yeah.
I could be having an event in a restaurant. Let's say we're doing it at a buffet or something, and kids are going up and getting soup. And they come running up to me to get my attention, and they spill their soup on Mrs. Jones or whatever her name might be.
Right. It's your fault.
She's going to sue me. She's going to sue the store. She's going to sue everybody.
Right.
So I carry a large insurance policy to
so
make sure.
So there is some seriousness to this. You
absolutely.
Can't just throw a suit on them.
And we have schools. There's Santa schools around the country.
Yes. Wow. They're clown schools, they always tell me. They're really
there
clown
is.
Schools.
There is schools. There's some that are stationary. Like the, I can't remember the acronym, doggone it, but it's C.W. Howard. He was a Santa back in early 18 or late 1800s, early 1900s, I think. And he started a school. Mm-hmm. It's back in New York, I believe. Mm-hmm. But that's stationary. And then there's another one in Denver that's stationary. But then mm-hmm. there is a couple others that roam around the country.
What do they teach you? What do you have to learn to be Santa?
Just how to be a good person, for one. But I mean,
can't be nasty, how, bad Santa like the movies or something.
Right, right. Yeah, I've been asked to do that, and I refuse. Okay. But what we teach each other or learn is how to deal with anything that comes our way. Autism is a big one. I mean, a lot of autistic kids, they just fall into themselves and they don't communicate very well.
Right.
But when they see me, sometimes it just comes. They come right out.
Something comes out.
They open up to you. But they teach us that. I've learned some sign language so I can converse in sign language to somebody who comes up to me. It's deaf. All I got to do is have the universal I love you, and that's enough most of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can't sit there and rattle off. I can do the ABCs, mm-hmm. but it takes me forever to spell, and I forget where I was when I was in the word. So I just tell them I love them, give them a hug.
Do you ever go to hospitals and stuff?
I have, but they're hard to get into. You got to set things up for a long time ahead. And I love doing hospitals because I've tried to get to where I could walk into any hospital I want to, or even a specific hospital anytime that I'm available is what I want. Right. It's just like free access.
Right.
But it's so hard. It's just...
I'm thinking of Children's Hospital and those kinds of places.
Children's Hospital, any hospital where they got NICUs. You know, I went to UCI one time, and I tried to get in just because me and my son were out delivering something for the local.
Yeah, stop by right
local. What was it? Was a jail for the kids? Theo Lacey. That's where it was. So we dropped off a bunch of stuff, and we weren't invited in to hand them out. Okay, fine. We're dressed up, so we decided to go next door to the hospital, and they wouldn't allow us in because.
Who are you?
Who are you? Why are you here?
Right.
So
even though you're Santa, the angel?
Even though I was fully dressed and he was dressed as an elf, you know, they got anybody could put a suit on and come in and say, I'm this and that, and they can come in and do damage.
So do you have a Santa ID? Do you have something that shows you're part of an association? Verified?
Not really, but I do have a card in my wallet so that when kids come to me and their push comes to shove and they don't think I'm real and what have you, I pull that card out. You know, because they most of the time they want to see reindeer right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rudolph.
Yeah, right. They want to see the reindeer right now.
Right.
That could be the 1st of December. And I just tell them flat out, the reindeer have the best union in the whole wide world. They fly one day a year except for practice flights. If I bring them down early, they're not coming back down.
Yeah.
That's in their contract, and I gotta abide by that.
Right.
You got an answer for everything. You got to
be fast on your feet. You got to have a good sense of humor.
Is Christmas like your favorite holiday? Has it always been?
It'd be horrible if he says no.
Originally, it wasn't, believe it or not. It used to be a bah humbug for me. And then I got the bug once I started entertaining kids and stuff, like making families happy, the kids happy. I got the bug and I got over that. My other favorite holiday, of course, is Halloween.
Nice. You dress up for that for Halloween? Santa or something else?
I have several times.
Okay.
I'll buy bags or boxes of candy canes after the Christmas season at 25, 30 cents a box.
There you go.
And I'll stockpile them because they stay good.
Yeah.
And after I have too many, if I can't be giving them out during Christmas time, guess what? I'm giving out candy canes at Halloween. I'm standing there as Santa giving out candy canes, and the kids love it. The kids love it.
I'll bet.
Yeah, for sure. So you do Santa all year round, or is it?
I will do it anytime they need me. Because of the nature of the military, they could be deployed during Christmas time. So when they come home, if the family wants to have a Santa, hey, let me know, and I'll work them a deal. You know, I'm an ex-veteran as well. Or I am a veteran. It's not ex-veterans. You're never ex-veteran.
Veteran,
But, you know, I'm a veteran, and I take care of other veterans.
What branch did you serve in?
U.S. Navy.
So when you're on some ship, did you ever picture someday that you were going to be Santa Claus?
Not at all. Not at all. Like I said, I used to be bah humbug. I didn't care about Christmas. I didn't buy anybody anything. I didn't care if I got anything myself. I still don't get much. It's fine. I
just buy Santa gifts. That right? Yeah. Well, of course, you get Santa. He makes everything.
Mrs. Claus, maybe, right?
Well, Mrs. Claus, I'll get her something, but I won't go out of my way to do a whole lot. I mean, we're okay, and if we want something, we just go buy it.
So what does your family think about it? You say your son sometimes goes with you as an elf?
My son who helped get me started, he's been my main elf, and he only does the charity work.
Yeah.
So if there's a charity, he brings his wife, his stepkids, and it's a big family ordeal. They keep the line moving. They keep the kids' fingers and stuff clean when they're coming up to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I do a lot of gigs. I might be doing 4 gigs in a day, and I can't have time to change and put something fresh on. So, I need their sticky fingers gone.
So
I always wear gloves, and I always put a fresh pair of gloves when I go into another event.
Is there a Santa in the family? Is this going to get passed down? Or I bet sometimes people do this, like circus clowns.
I know several that are that way, that their father or grandfather was a Santa, and then they picked it up. I have friends that have been doing it for 45 years or so. I've been doing it for 22. And I'm older than the guy who says he's been doing it for 45 years.
So tell us some stories. We all want to hear stories. Crazy story. You told us the story of the kid. Crazy stories, funny stories, heartwarming stories, whatever. My daughter was a big believer, as I've said, in Santa.
Well,
way
she's
too
a smart
long.
Kid. She's a smart kid.
Way too long. We finally had to break it to her. She just bought into this thing wholeheartedly.
Do you have any adults that believe in Santa?
Absolutely.
Stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
I do.
Really?
It's in the heart. Mm-hmm. Santa's in the heart. It's not a physical person per se. Mm-hmm. We all are Santa performers, impersonators, or whatever we want to call ourselves. But in the 22 years that I've been doing this, I've never once said, I am Santa Claus to a single child. I let them make up their decision.
Yeah,
I get them coming to me all the time saying, I don't think you're real. Okay,
really?
challenge time. Shake my hand. Does that feel real? Yes. Pull my beard. Does that feel real? Yes. Poke me in the belly. Does that feel real? Yes. Well, am I real? I never said, am I the real Santa? I said, am I real? Yes. Okay. I let them make up their minds. They're humans. They're allowed their opinions, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That sounds great. It's like the kids, I believed in Santa when I was a kid for a while. And then one of my family told me that Santa wasn't real. And I was like so shocked. And I used to get gifts, and it was from Santa every Christmas, and that would be like my favorite gift. So I think the spirit of Santa is just so much fun, and it's like so happy.
My parents never told me.
Did really?
They? No.
I told you all this story beforehand. I have one daughter. She just kept, most kids kind of figure it out about 6, 7, 8 or somewhere in there, and our daughter just kept buying into this thing. At least she appeared to. She's now like 8, 9, 10 and stuff, and I think, this is embarrassing. I got to tell her someday. So I told her we were going to rig a secret camera and could take a picture of Santa when she went to bed.
Oh,
it was
no.
Me. She cried so bad. She just really, I burst that bubble. I kind of knew what she said, but I didn't want to believe it. I really want it. I think people want to believe in Santa.
Yeah, I think it gives you hope for this season, just in general.
A fun thing to do is, I've done several of them called Caught in the Act. Where I'm putting presents under the tree, and the kid might be at the top of the stairs looking down, catches me doing it.
Oh.
I look up and say, and I
take off. That's so fun.
Make a hasty retreat.
That would be great.
So it's awesome. It's fun to do. I'm also an avid platelet donor. I donate platelets every 2 weeks. Been doing that for a long time.
Good
to save lives, So I highly recommend everybody get out there and give them the arm.
How do you do it? Where do you go?
I go to the Santa Ana Center, and I just sit there and watch a movie while they stick a needle in my arm and take blood and centrifuge it and send it back to me. But
that's great.
It's a great
thing. Imagine getting Santa Claus's blood?
Oh, my
goodness. So
magical
cool.
blood.
Well, the thing is, I've been donating it for so long. I did an event in Santa Ana years ago that I don't remember. It was the day before Christmas. Might have been the day before that. I don't know. It was near Christmas. But anyway, I get there. Little girl had been in the hospital more the year before, then she was out. So I mean, aww, she might have been out of the hospital for less than 50 days total. Found out she had some kind of leukemia, and she was getting platelets constantly. And I asked what blood type she was, and it turns out it was the same blood type I have.
Oh, that's great.
So in my heart, I know, because of how many donations I had made, that she had to got some of my platelets at some point. She just had to. The odds are too high.
Wow.
So that solidified it for why I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And her nice. Older sister donated some bone marrow to help save her life, and she's doing great today.
Wow, but, that's fantastic.
It's an important thing. I mean, cold blood is great, but platelets is better.
I see. It sounds like, you know, you're just really into giving and helping people as Santa Claus, as yourself, overall.
Well, I've learned to come around to it. I mean, like I said before, I was a bah humbug kind of guy, and I was all about just me. And now I love to give my time when I can. I do make great money, but it's not totally needed and not necessary. I mean, I like to make the money, but I'm my own boss. I can set my own rate. If I want to do it as a charity, I call it a charity. My wife will go at that point. My son will go if he's available and his family. But I set my rates. I don't let somebody else dictate what I want to make.
Is this your full-time gig? No, or do you do
it? Well, I'm retired now.
Yeah.
And it is full-time from 1st of November on, basically. I start getting all bleached up and purtied up and get your outfits all.
How many outfits do you have?
I think I've got 6 Santa suits.
Do they all look similar to what you have now?
There's some of them a little bit darker than others. There's a red. Okay. There's burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
There's fancy. I mean, you can go get a $25 suit and do a good job. Or you can get a $10,000 suit, do a good job, do the same job.
Somebody wants to know, we live in such a multi-ethnic world these days here. Is Santa a universal appeal? If you see Vietnamese kids, you see Chinese kids,
yes.
You see kids from Africa. Where, I mean, you look around in Orange County, there's 100 different nationalities. Do people all respond the same way to Santa?
Most of them do, yes. And, you know, for the most part, if they're in a Christian religion, they're on board.
Yeah, Saint
Nicholas. If they're in Muslim religions, they may not be on board, but they don't disrespect me. I give them the respect that they deserve, so they give it back to me as well. Mm-hmm. I have done Armenian families on New Year's Eve. You know, it's all good. Anybody that wants me, I'll come.
I don't know around the world. Nice. If it's a universal image, if they have, I don't think they have Santa come to in China or Africa or Central Asia or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I have friends. Thing, right? I have friends that, well, he's since passed away, but he was.
Oh, sorry about that.
He was a Santa in Shanghai, I believe, every year for like 4 or 5 years.
Was he Chinese or
no? He's Caucasian. He's somebody I've worked with in a couple other companies before we even became Santa. So I've known him for 40-some years. But he just recently passed away. Yeah, you know, we all live to die, so it doesn't
shock me. So you fly to other places, too, to be Santa?
I have.
Well, you got a set of reindeer. You can go around the world anywhere you want to go.
Rudolph does, right?
Well,
Rudolph goes everywhere.
I don't take events or gigs in other places because I've got so many that I do annually here that I would have to say, hey, find somebody else. Nice. And they might find somebody they like better, and I couldn't do that.
So that's return gigs. You got people over and over again.
I have one family that I've been doing for Christmas Eve for the last, I want to say, 12 to 15 years. I've watched little ones grow up to big ones, and the bigger ones grow into adults and have babies, and now they're bringing their grandkids. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, so that's nice. You build those relationships. And how do you promote yourself as a Santa Claus?
Most of it's word of mouth for me. My license plate says Santa Kevin.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know, there's cool. On the license plate holder, it tells my website so they can find me that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just going out and about in different versions of Santa, through the year, I'll wear, I have a t-shirt that says North Pole 25 on it, and I'll wear red shorts, and I'll go out, and I'll put on a hat that
says Santa.
Anything
to get people to ask, to just, say, what the heck is that?
Yeah, and they see that I'm good with their kids, they'll ask if, you know, I'm for hire. I'll give them one of my business cards. And then I have some cards that are just for the children, too, that doesn't have any contact information at all. I found Santa, whatever, but you know, I just tell them, Santa loves you, always try to keep your room clean and blah, blah.
That's great. You're really inspiring people.
Right. But, I mean, any smart Santa is not going to put his contact information, especially a phone number, on a card that a kid can get a hold of and call you at 3 a.m.
Like Santa,
it happens.
Santa, I want a new car. Santa, I want a bike.
I had an adult want to go to Blow's one time at a restaurant. Me and my wife, if we're out doing our Santa work, we get hungry. We go into restaurants fully dressed, no problem. I'll walk the room and say hi to all the kids, then I'll go sit down, take off my coat, have a meal, you know, put a big bib on so I don't get dirty, and then we'll walk the room again when we leave. But this one man, he came up to me, he was adamant he wanted a new car. I don't remember what kind he was asking for. And I said, would you like Hot Wheels or Matchbox?
Yeah.
That's my standard reply. Hot Wheels or Matchbox.
Yeah.
If you're really good, I can go to a Tonka truck. And he was mad. He was going to hit me. Oh, I want a real car. Oh, well, those are real. I can push them across the floor. Yeah. They got four wheels.
Yeah.
But I said, and then my wife had to tell him, look, he's a toy maker. Remember? And the guy backed down.
There you go.
He's like, Santa, I want a Porsche.
Pretty much.
You know. Oh, my gosh. And so he, like, believed in Santa, too. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, I have little old ladies that believe in me. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, whatever makes them happy, I'm happy to do it.
Don't you believe, Ashley? Come on.
I believe in Santa, but different than when I was a kid. You know, like I don't believe the gifts are from Santa anymore. Like, I believe in the spirit of Santa. You know, I think it's always fun and so, like, positive. And it's just encouraging, you know? Like, even if I'm, like, walking at the mall and I see Santa, you know, like, I've had Santa wave at me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know? It's like I feel like, wow, that is so fun.
Because he knows you.
Yeah, I say, hey, how you been?
Yeah, he knows me, right, what I've been doing.
I like walking into places. I have hearing aids that tie into my phone.
Oh,
and
cool.
I can have somebody over in the corner feeding me information. I can walk up to you, never met you before in my life, and call you by name.
Oh, that would be cool.
Give
oh
your address gosh. If necessary. All these different things.
Tricks.
Wow.
Tricks little the tricks. Trick. And if you got the right person on the other end, it's perfect because you got to be right in front of the person
so
you're
cool.
talking to.
Oh, my
I've had I had one instance where I stopped doing it for a while because this guy, I said, here's what I need you to do. And spelled it out how I wanted him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 15 feet away from a group of people. That one's so-and-so, that one there's so-and-so, and that one there's so-and-so.
Wow.
And I don't see where you're pointing.
Yeah,
I just, that one. It's like, okay, this isn't working. He's not understanding what I was asking.
Miracle.
I didn't know that they had those.
What's that movie from the 40s that they bring out?
Miracle on 34th Street?
Miracle on 34th Street, yeah.
Great movie.
I watched it.
They just re-interned him.
Christmas movies are the best.
He was lost for years in some vault.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. They had him cremated, Edwin Gwynn.
Edwin Gwynn, that's
and
right.
He had been cremated, and he was in some vault someplace. They had lost track of him, and they recently found him.
Oh my
and the
God.
Family wanted him moved to the Hollywood celebrity
Forest Lawn or something.
Yeah, the Hollywood celebrity version, whatever they call it over there. I don't remember, but they just interned him this last Saturday.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that was the one I grew up. I'm of that age. I watched those black and white movies.
I watched that
about once every other year, basically.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas.
Yeah, with a little Natalie Wood in that.
Yeah, I mean, I got to stay on top of a lot of things so that if a kid asks me something, I can come back to it. I can recall it. And, like, I got to watch cartoons, too. It's
oh
homework.
Gosh.
Well, now
I got to watch homework.
Now
so.
There's the Grinch, there's the and Bad Santa and other things.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, like, kids' favorite thing is Paw Patrol.
New toys
so
coming
out. I got to be able to pull a character name out of the air.
Mm.
So I just asked them who their favorite is. Chase? Are you kidding? Mine, too. You know?
Exactly.
Whatever it is. Yeah. And just same thing with when they ask me what cookies I want for Christmas Eve. Well, what's your favorite?
Nice.
What's your favorite cookie?
Turn it around.
Yeah. Mine too. You know, that way, you know, I just throw it back on them. A little reverse psychology where you can.
Well, Santa, it's been a treat to have you here, to finally meet you in person.
We're lucky, for sure.
All the years I waited under the tree to try and catch a glimpse of Santa, and now...
I'm sneaky that way.
You are, and at this old age, you snuck in here, and I get to meet Santa finally in person. What a cool gig to do, and what an amazing, opportunity. You must meet... You're doing something that's fun and puts a smile on people's face all
well,
the
yeah.
time.
Well, yeah, and mm-hmm. I just never know where I'm going to go. Several years ago, I'm up in the Hollywood Hills, and I'm looking at this guy. He looks familiar, but I can't. Everybody's just calling him Grandpa or Dad, and it turned out it was Gary Marshall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's never...
Shirley
I've run into so many celebrities in my... In my travels, it's, you know, they're just people.
That's
too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're just people
yeah.
too. They may have somebody hold their pants to get them on, but hey, I'll get there someday.
And you are a celebrity to them.
That's right.
Because you're Santa.
Yes,
well,
special.
Thank you, Kevin, for coming in. How do they reach you if they want to find your, if they want to use you and bring real Santa into the world here?
They can find me at my website, santa-kevin.com. This year, I'm kind of, my season is full. It's the quickest I've ever filled it up. 90% of my gigs this year happen to be corporate gigs, which is 2, 3, and 5 hours long.
Wow.
So,
and you go into some big company and pass out stuff.
Help them with a raffle, just go around, just do candid photo shots. Whatever they want, you know, whatever they need. If they want
that's
me
nice
to sit in one place,
doing that.
If they want me to sit in one place for the kids to come to me, that's fine too. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, right. But, well, that'd be a great thing. Every company should do that. Then they could bring their employees in and part of the party, pass out gifts, and then you could bring your kids along to work and they can meet Santa.
This is the first year that I've gotten booked so early and with so many big gigs.
Wow, I mean, that's great. Good for you.
I think I'm ready to.
I like my home visits better because I'm making small people happy.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot of small people and stuff like that coming to the corporate parties too, but I like the personal up close, you know, spend a half an hour or an hour with the family and have fun and sing some songs, read them a story, and then...
Can you sing a song for us real quick?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't sing. I get them started, and then I let them carry on, and I just lead them along.
All right, last...
I'm not a singer.
Last thought, what do you want to pass on to the world here? What from Santa to the world here? This year, the world's very troubled again here, lots of chaos and... division and fights around the world, and it's the one time in the world that everything slows down and we all think of each other here. So
well, I just want us all to get along one way or another, black, white, green or red, blue or red, as far as politics, just get along. Elections are there for a reason. If they don't go your way, there's always the next time. No reason to get all upset about things.
I got to do a shout out to my late father who left this earth 10 years ago in his 90s. And he used to say, my dad was a big corporate executive, busy guy, didn't have a lot of time to do the typical throwing a ball stuff. He was working hard, got up early, came home late, traveled quite often. But I knew he loved me and he was always there. And the one time I appreciated it, he appreciated it, was Christmas. It was the only time he'd come home early.
Yeah, it's special holiday.
He would take off, and I grew up in the Midwest, and it's snowing. And my dad would always take me out about midnight, and we'd stand out in the snow, and he'd say, you hear that? And I'd say, Dad, I don't hear anything. And he said, exactly. It's the one year the world would slow down. And in those days, the stores would close, the streets, everybody's home. Pretty much, there's not too many people out driving. I mean, there's always some people, but by and large, the world slowed down for an hour and took its breath and was home with everybody. I'll never forget that image of my dad just
being that's
home
wonderful
on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I think. It's just a time for people to just be there for each other, you know, and to just encourage each other, help each other.
Slow down.
Santa Claus, you know, brings joy to everybody's life for at least 1 month. Yeah, just slow down.
If not even for a day, for a moment, for an hour. Thank you, Santa, for making our day, putting
Merry
a smile
Christmas,
on our face.
Santa.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and say ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Well, there you have it. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will. From our family to yours, happy holidays. Here at OC Talk Radio, Orange County's only community radio station, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.